finally, early in February, start remembering to put 2006 on the check.
Yeah, me too. It takes me about a month to stop putting 2005.
You know what, though? Interestingly enough, it may not be 2006 or 2005 at all. I was reading that we might be off in terms of what year it is. Way off, in fact.
Okay, where did you hear about this?
This is the subject of a book called The Lost Millennium, and the author is Florin Diaku. He's a professor of mathematics at the University of Victoria. Now, Dr. Diaku, the book is called The Lost Millennium. Are you suggesting we might actually be off on our calendars by as much as 1,000 years?
Well, thank you for asking, Kelly. My book is an objective account about what historians say and about what some mathematicians think, namely a mathematician called Anatoly Fomenko from Russia. His research, his mathematical research in historical chronology, suggests that we're off by about 1,000 years.
But how can we know the historical timeline?
So in order to determine when certain events happened in history, one way to do that is to look at astronomical records from the past. So, for example, if we know about certain eclipses or about the configuration of the planets among the zodiacal constellations, then computing back, we can date very well, perhaps up to the day when a certain event happened.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. So, in a book called The History of the Peloponnesian War by Thucydides, the Greek historian describes three eclipses, and he tells approximately what time of the year and what time of the day they took place. And the first one was a total solar eclipse, then 7 years later was a partial solar eclipse, and 11 years later was a lunar eclipse. Now, a sequence of such phenomena doesn't happen too often, and traditional chronology computed it to have happened through the beginning of the war, which coincided with the first, with a total eclipse, to be 431 BC. Well, unfortunately, later on, so at the end of the 19th century, when astronomers took a closer look at this first eclipse, they realized that it was not a total one. So this means that probably we are wrong about that, if we accept, of course, if we accept Thucydides' account as accurate. Mm-hmm. And there are not many other events of this kind in history, so in historical time. And there are two more, in fact. One in the 11th century A.D. and the other in the 12th century A.D.
And now what about using art rather than just history? Is there any way that art can help you with this?
Sure. So there are, in Egypt, for example, many horoscopes. And once you have a horoscope, you know where the planets were with respect to the constellations. And these are symbolic ones. So as you call them, art. But the question is, is this just pure art, or does it have a real date significance? So if it has, then we can date precisely when these events happened. If we have the right interpretation of the symbols. But the symbols usually are pretty clear. So, for example, if you have a planet, it's represented like a person walking with a stick in his hand, because the word planet in Greek comes from planetos, which means wanderer. The same about the constellation. So, Taurus is represented by a bull, and so on.
So as we've been counting through history, how is it that we could have just lost 1,000 years in there somewhere?
Well, historical chronology is not too old, this science. It was started by a French scholar. His name was Joseph Scaliger, who mastered 13 languages and was pretty good at mathematics and astronomy. And before him, nobody really knew when the events of history happened. So he did this. He wrote a huge 7-volume book entitled Chronology, Historical Chronology, in 1583. And in this book, he studied about 50 calendars, calendars we don't use today anymore, and they were not used in this time either. But having a calendar is not enough, because every calendar has an era, a starting point. For example, our calendar has its era, the year 1 AD.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to fix the starting point, the era, you need somehow to use celestial mechanics, to use the records, the astronomical records. That was in his time. Today we have other means for that, but in his time there was no radiocarbon method, there was no dendrochronology, mm-hmm. there were no scientific dating methods. Today, fortunately, we have them.
So from all the work that you've done and all the other scientists that you've read have done, where are we? What year do you think we're at?
Well, it's very difficult to tell. I'm not drawing a direct conclusion in my book. All I'm trying to say is that this is a very controversial issue, and on the other hand, I'm suggesting a way that we can find out. Well, I have a lot of respect for historians' work, and it's a very difficult detective work. However, if those who placed the initial dates were wrong, then we're obviously wrong today.
Mm.
So my suggestion for finding out is to start a methodical radiocarbon checking of existing documents from antiquity or copies of those documents, which have been dated but not scientifically. They have been dated, for example, using paleography, which is somewhere between science and art.
You mentioned the controversial nature of the book. What sort of criticism have you received?
Oh, so from both scientists and historians, I have had good feedback. For example, one of the experts on Scaliger is Anthony Grafton, a professor at Princeton University, who enjoyed and endorsed my book, and he liked it very much, even wrote a blurb for it on the cover of the book.
Well, thanks very much, Professor Diaku. It's a bit of a mind warp, isn't it, to think that maybe we just got the whole thing wrong in terms of the year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually have to dig through some of my history papers. I remember one exam, the question was, how long was the Hundred Years' War? I put 2 weeks. I think I might have been right.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to actually get some more information on this, maybe see if you can join in the debate. You can read Professor Diaku's book. It is, again, called The Lost Millennium. Here's Ken Nordine.